there's a change happening in the way we live, the way we work, the way we spend our money and make our decisions. We are evolving to be more conscious in our actions in a way that serves the world and makes it a better place. Welcome to The Ethical Evolution. The Ethical Evolution podcast is brought to you by Ethical Change Agency. I'm Bindi, I'm the founder, and my mission is to help ethical entrepreneurs and holistic healers to find their voice through spiritual coaching and podcasting. I'm honored to bring you the stories of those who create change through healing, kindness, innovation, purpose, and spirit. Understanding that to create collective change, we need to be the change. It all begins with us. Kristen Chester is the founder or chief caftanista of Casa Danu, an up-and-coming sustainable women's wear brand focused on creating bold, pattern-forward clothing that helps women bring out the most colourful, enlivened and powerful versions of themselves. Kristen is a recovering workaholic who left her successful high-powered corporate gig to pursue her passion after being diagnosed with breast cancer. Kristen is learning how to navigate the world of being an entrepreneur while simultaneously being a mum and a cancer survivor. Her mission is to help other women find and unearth their bold, vibrant spirit, no matter what challenges they're going through. I was moved by Kristen's story and I'm honoured to share it with you, knowing that her journey has led her to her purpose to now bring colour and light into what was once darkness. Welcome, Kristen, to The Ethical Evolution.
Hi, I'm excited to be here.
Now, I'm super excited to see you today coming to us all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. Can you tell us, for those who don't know you, who you are and what you do?
Yeah, hi. My name is Kristen Chester, and I am the founder and what I like to call the chief caftanista of a brand new up-and-coming sustainable women's wear brand that focuses on bright, bold, pattern-forward, sustainable caftans and jumpsuits. And I'm just excited to be here on the podcast and get to know you more and share a little bit about what I'm up to and a little bit about my story.
Now, I love the fact that you're embracing caftans and jumpsuits, which are becoming all the rage. And am I right? You're wearing one right now.
I am. Yeah. You've got to live the life, right? Yeah. I've got to embrace it.
Now, the thing I love about your designs and the fabric that you're using, it's very bold and very bright and you're living life large. That's what I love about it. It's a statement. It really is a statement. Yeah. But it's luxe. It's really gorgeous. Lots of golds and blues and depth and texture. Absolutely love it. So where did the inspiration come from?
Thank you. Yeah. So I wasn't living this kind of bold, bright, colorful life just even a couple of years ago. But 2 years ago, so in January 2020, right, just right as the pandemic was starting to unfold, I was 6.5 months pregnant with my beautiful son, Rowan. He's about to turn 2 years old in a couple of weeks. And I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And so, as you can imagine, it was incredibly shocking and traumatizing. I come from a line of my mom had breast cancer. She's a survivor. My grandmother had breast cancer. She passed away of it in her early 50s. My great-grandmother had breast cancer. She passed away of it in her 70s. I had been genetically tested. I didn't have any of the genes. I was doing early mammograms. However, because I was pregnant, I didn't get a mammogram that year. And within 2 months of being pregnant, I felt something was off. There was pain in my right breast. I brought it up to my doctor and, you know, as normal, hey, your body's changing, you're producing milk. Let's just monitor it, but it should just be absolutely normal. And then at about 6-ish months pregnant, I remember I was walking my two dogs in this beautiful kind of, it's like a park, but it's more like woods near my house. And I sat down and I just had this knowledge and this feeling that said, something is very wrong. Something is very wrong. And I immediately called my doctor got in the next day, was able to go for screening the next week. But at that point, they're like, still, it's just something to do with the pregnancy and your changing body. And I ended up, I was actually, I was in Mexico the following week because I was a management consultant and my client was down there. So I had gone down for work and I got the call saying, hey, guess what? It came back cancerous. So flew home as fast as I could. My parents flew out, my family flew out from California, and we started a really long and tough journey. I was able to do chemo while I was pregnant, which I didn't know was a thing until, you know, you have to face that. I did two big rounds of chemo. So one before my son Rowan was born, one afterwards. And then I took a break for about a month and then had a double mastectomy and reconstruction. And then I had a number of follow-on surgeries. So it, overall, it was about a year to a year and a half. And during this time, you look and you feel your worst. If anybody who's been through this or who has family members who've been through this, and so many of us have, unfortunately, just know that it takes it all out of you. And I had just given birth. I had a newborn. It was the pandemic. We were in quarantine. And I, you know, I just was kind of at my lowest. And I remember passing by a mirror. You know, I had been losing my hair. I didn't look like myself. I didn't feel like myself. And I looked in the mirror and I just said, this isn't you. And there is this colorful, bold, bright, beautiful person underneath. And I don't see her anymore. And I was just desperate because there's not a lot I could change, right, about my treatment or how I was feeling physically. But I just wanted something that was beautiful and bright and vibrant to wear that would make me feel alive. And that also needed to be incredibly comfortable. And so the idea for my brand Casa Danu was born really out of that. And that experience and this need to say, okay, I want something that is helps me feel vibrant and alive and full of life.
And can I say, you have absolutely nailed that. I mean, oh my gosh, you know, like most people would not still be here, you know, after all you've been through. And can I just say, for those who cannot see you right now, you are absolutely radiant to this day.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, congratulations on getting through of that. You know, a bloody pandemic, cancer, pregnancy, and oh, hey, let's just do a fashion brand while we're at it.
Right. Let's try. Let's give it a shot. I mean, I will say it took me about a year. I just joked around about it, right? For a year. And obviously I was in recovery and then I was going back to work and I was adjusting to being a new mom. And I just joked around about it for a year. And then I actually ended up back in the hospital because of complications to my reconstruction. And I was there for about a week. And I will be honest, I was totally bored. I had gone through all of the Netflix. I had, you know, watched everything. My son was at home. I was, you know, sad. And I Googled, how do you start a fashion brand? And and it led me kind of down this path. And that was last June, July. And so now we're kind of coming up almost on a year. And it's been an amazing ride that I didn't expect to happen in my life.
Yeah. And I mean, gosh, you know, trauma sometimes brings us purpose. And yes. You've well and truly taken that and done something with it. And, you know, like starting a fashion brand is not easy, but to start one that's sustainable, that's a whole other thing, right? So
yeah,
talk us through how you made that choice.
Yeah. So, before this experience, like I had never thought I would ever get into fashion. I was never very artistically creative, right? Or I thought I wasn't. I, you know, was never into fashion. I mean, I love style and stuff like that, but it was just, I was never in that world or that industry. But I did a lot of work with a bunch of organizations. I was in leadership and leadership development and leadership coaching. And I read a lot of books and tried to educate myself as much as possible. And one of my, I think the most profound business books I ever read was Yvon Chouinard, who's the CEO of Patagonia, his book called Let My People Go Surfing. And it is to this day what I like consider almost like my business Bible of how, why organizations exist, right? And that there is a purpose to an organization beyond just creating a product or a service and creating a profit. And I always knew that, even though I didn't know I was going to go into fashion, right, or starting my own fashion brand, I knew I wanted to start my own business and that there had to be that bigger purpose component to whatever I did. And I also believe in, if you're going to do something, you should try to do it right from the start. You're not going to get it right, right, immediately. But if I know that, you know, I mean, fast fashion and fashion in general is such a huge contributor to our climate crisis, that there are so many issues when we're talking about ethical and fair labor around the world. I just knew for me, I needed to do it as right as I could from the get-go. I think that I'm definitely not doing it perfectly now, but I'm going in as open and transparent as I can, and with the goal of continuously improving, continuously making more sustainable choices, always making ethical choices that will always be, there's just no wavering on that.
Yeah. And, you know, I've had many conversations on this show with people who, you know, are in sustainable fashion, are fashion designers, or even are designers, of homes and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many choices we can make that make an impact. And I think the key thing is, yeah, we're never going to get it 100%, but right. We just have to start. It's the small changes, exactly. And it's that collective change bit by bit. If we all do our bit, that's how the change happens.
Exactly. And I'm very much of the thinking, right? Like I am just a very small, tiny baby brand right now. But if all the small, tiny baby brands, right, that were just starting, right, and the bigger brands made, you know, even just tried, right, and made, they don't, you know, have to make everything sustainable, but even, I mean, eventually that's the goal, right, but even making a number of like a couple of decisions that are on more on the sustainable track, we would be so much further along. So,
And I think, you know, when we think back to fast fashion and it's something that I love to talk about when I do talk to someone in fashion is that, cause I actually had my own t-shirt line that I introduced a couple of years ago. Well, there was a few of them actually. And I was very conscious to make the decision that they were, you know, organic, ethical, you know, everything was sustainable. And that there was heart to the product. It wasn't just, you know, something you could throw away and that had no meaning.
Right.
But these, when you do that, it costs more. So
absolutely.
That's the tricky thing is that you've got to have that, you know, you get what you pay for. So,
absolutely.
You know, if you want something that's sustainable and ethical and does make an impact, you do have to pay for it.
No, and I think that's, and it's part of, right, the education piece and also the role, right, that brands and companies can play is they have the knowledge, right, into the choices that they're making and why they're making those choices. And they have the ability to help educate their clients, their customers on why those choices are being made. And then that end customer, you know, they have the right and they can choose whether to purchase that or not, right? But I do think, I believe, at least for me, it's part of my role, right, as an owner of a company, owner of a brand, to help educate my customers and allow them to make the choices that they're going to make. But it does, you know, it costs more, right? I mean, just from the types of materials that are available, because they're not as plentifully made, right? It is more difficult to make them. They're only sourced in certain ways. It's sourced from certain types of materials. I just think that, you know, to the labor component, right? I mean, I think I think many of us have seen, and through the news, through media, right, the kind of horrific, conditions that so many garment workers work in across the world. Yet it's very easy for us to forget that when we're in the store and we see a cute item or an item that we like that happens to be $20, $30, $50, $15, right? It's very easy to have that disconnect, right? Because you're not living it. So I view it as part of my role as well to help at least be transparent about the choices I'm making so that the customers can be brought along that journey.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, I don't know about you, but I love it when a brand actually tells the story behind the product and how it was created, the point where like they can put like a little QR code on it and direct you to, you know, where all the materials came from, who the people were that made it and how they are rewarded, you know, all of these kind of things right through the supply chain and even how, you know, the materials for the fabric is grown, you know, right back to, you know, like we know cotton, you know, in general is really bad for the environment. It uses a lot of water.
Exactly.
So, just having that knowledge can make you understand better choices.
Absolutely. I mean, like I fundamentally believe that people are good and they are smart, right? And that they are, when given the information, right, if they have the ability to, right, they will make the right choice, right? Not everybody has that ability based on their socioeconomic status, based on like that may just not be in the cards for them. But I honestly fundamentally believe that people are good and that they are smart. And if you treat them that way, then they will act that way.
Yeah. And I've been a guest on so many podcasts talking about decisions based on values. That's a whole other podcast. So, when can we see more of these caftans?
Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to be launching our first collection in June. So I'm planning a launch on June 8th. And, you know, Casa Danu is, you know, it's all about, as I mentioned, kind of really helping individuals bring out that vibrant, bold, colorful, alive spirit. And, you know, for this first collection, I really wanted to create a story around this collection that was close to me and really meant a lot to kind of the ethos that I'm bringing out of this journey that I've been on. And so this first collection is called the Dolce Vita collection. And it is all about inspired by the beautiful Italian Riviera, Positano, Amalfi, drinking cocktails, right, while you're looking over the Mediterranean. But the spirit behind it is this concept of, I mean, it's really what I like to call like Italian mindfulness, right? Mm-hmm. And it is all about enjoying, you know, the sweetness of doing nothing, you know, just enjoying every single moment you have, because every moment is a gift. And that was just something that was so apparent to me after going through my healing journey over the past year and a half, 2 years, is I know that every single moment is a gift. And so that's what this entire collection is inspired about. It is a small collection. We're doing a caftan and kind of a coordinated set jumpsuit offered in three colors and then an exclusive print. So I've been working with a fabulous artist to help to create a print that's special to this collection and to Casa Danu. In terms of the sustainable aspect, one element that I think is very important is I'm going about this as a pre-sale. So, and that does a couple of things. So that means, you know, if I launch on June 8th, then then customers may not receive that product until mid-July. Mm-hmm. And that's because they're being made to order. And what that does for, it does a number of things, right? It is, I know going in what my, how much fabric I need, what colors I need, what sizes I need, how many I need to make, right? So I am decreasing the amount of inventory I'm holding. I'm decreasing any waste that could be happening. I'm able to plan more effectively from a financial perspective as well. And so that's the plan. We're planning on launching kind of this first collection in June. And then my goal is to do probably three collections a year, but all limited run. So, this collection is our first. So we're only looking to do around 200 units, but never looking to get into the huge amounts of units, right, that you see in for kind of the very large brands from a sustainable perspective, right? And also just being able to offer something really special and unique out there is important to me.
And, you know, I'm not one to, you know, lush on about fashion either, but gosh, I mean, the designs that you have, I absolutely love them. Like, I reckon they are going to go gangbusters. And
thank you, Bendy.
They're so simple, but so luxurious.
Simple. Yes.
And so they look so comfy. And so colorful. So, you know, like I can just picture someone, you know, going out, you know, in LA somewhere high end and could be wearing something like that and actually stand out, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, that is my.
Almost red carpet.
I was thinking about, I mean, thank you. The way I was thinking about this because of course this idea was like bubbling in my brain. I went back after my medical leave and my maternity leave into the corporate world, which I had been in for about a decade or more. And I was, on Zoom calls all day. And I was like, you know what, if I'm going to have to do this, then I want to be wearing the brightest, most fabulous thing on this Zoom call. And so my goal with this collection is that it's, and with the brand in general, is that they are standout, outfits that you are definitely wearing and you are going to stand out amongst a crowd. I was wearing one actually in downtown LA a few weeks ago. And I will tell you, it's bright fuchsia and I was the brightest thing for miles.
Oh, I bet.
but it was, I mean, it's just, so, it's so much fun. It just brings a different energy, but I also wanted to make sure that they were wearable. So all the fabric I'm using is all machine washable. So I'm a mom, I've got a toddler. I want to be able to provide clothes that people will actually want to wear, right? And don't just stick away in their closet for that one special occasion. So I just love the idea of seeing all of these people walking down the streets in these crazy bold patterned caftans and flowy jumpsuits. And I just think it would make the world quite a bright, beautiful place.
It's almost a bit resort wear, isn't it?
Exactly. You could wear the resort, you could wear it out to cocktails, but also it's like, you know, I like to wear it when I'm like doing the dishes and microwaving my son's chicken nuggets. So, that's me. It's not going to be everybody, but, I think it's going to be really fun and I hope to create something different and unique. And that when somebody looks in their closet and sees it, they get that light up of joy. Right. And it's something that they love to put on and love to wear and just makes them feel so luxurious and glamorous. Even if they haven't showered in 3 days, even if they've got a toddler running around, right? And that's really my goal.
And I think the beautiful thing about it is that it actually empowers women, doesn't it? Like you put that on, you feel like you feel so powerful.
So powerful. And it's so funny, right? Because it is just the most simple garment, right? Mm. But I'm talking about the caftan in particular, but like a jumpsuit does a similar thing. But I mean, caftans have been around across, so many cultures, right? For millennia and millennia, for both men and women. And there's a reason, right? It is such a simple, easy to wear garment, but it just gives you this, at least when I put one on, I just feel so glamorous, so chic, so powerful. And that's how I want to feel all the time, right? And that's one of the reasons why I chose it, that and the fact that it's incredibly comfortable as well. So I don't think you have to have one or the other.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot to be said for color, you know, like I'm well known for wearing black a lot. So, you know, a lot of people say that says a lot about you. But, you know, like when people wear color, it's almost a reflection of how their mind is. You know, I think it can only brighten your day, like when you're wearing bright colors and people see you stand out. It actually does something to your mindset as well.
And there's all kinds of, you know, information and research on color theory and what the different colors do to your mood, and which is just super fascinating. But I agree, and I think most people stay away from color, right? Especially bold color. I mean, it's just easy, right? Like, you know, your neutrals, your blacks, your navies, those are easy to interchangeable, et cetera. And I don't know, after I think what I've been through, I just decided that I don't care anymore, right? I just want to wear what I want to wear. And that happens to be these bright, bold, colorful, beautiful caftans. And I hope that I can create something that other people want to wear as well.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Couldn't agree more. Now, if people want to find out more and get their order in, where can they go?
Yes. They can find me on Instagram, and it is at Casa Danu. So that's CASADANU. And then just CasaDanu.com, where I've got my landing page up. So sign up absolutely for my email newsletter. And that's where I send out the latest, the newest, when things are going to be launching, getting prepped. You know, we're in our final kind of sampling stages. So what I like to call like my prototyping of each one of the styles, and just like trying to get it absolutely perfect, wear testing it, seeing what works, what doesn't. And then we're gearing up for kind of our big photo shoot in mid-April, and then looking to launch the pre-sale in early June.
Oh my gosh, you are going to set Instagram a lot.
I hope so. You know, you never know. So it's just kind of like, I'm trying to just follow my vision and my path and hope that I can make some people happy while
guaranteed.
I do that.
Guaranteed. Now, before I let you go, I got the last big question for you.
Of course.
What's the change you'd like to see in the world, and how can we bring it to life?
Oh my gosh. I would love to see people viewing other people, right, as kind of the beautiful kind of whole beings that they are, right? I think that so much of where we're at in this world right now, and I'm speaking, you know, from a US mindset, but I think that we can see this in many areas, is highly antagonistic, right? And is assuming the worst of everybody else. Whereas I would suggest start to just assume the best first. Assume the best of the person that you're standing across from. Treat them as kind of a beautiful human, right? That they are. And I really do think that small shift would help so much in just kind of our world dynamic as we see it right now.
I love it. You know, I just had a conversation with someone recently and asked that question, and you know, it all comes back to love.
Yeah, it does.
Pretty much.
It does.
Yeah.
Yep, it does.
If we focused a little more on that, we'd do a whole lot better.
We would do a whole lot better, a whole lot more. We'd be in a much different scenario, from wars, from climate, from, I mean, you name it. And, you know, I think if we could, again, just assume the best in that other person you're engaging with, and start there, start with love, we'd be in a much better spot.
Absolutely. Kristen, it has been an absolute joy having you on the show. Thank you so much for being a part of the Ethical Evolution. I can't wait to see these caftans.
Oh, no. Well, I can't wait to share them with you, Bindi. And it has just been such a pleasure. And I've really enjoyed getting to know you and being a part of this podcast and talking to your audience.
Thanks for listening to the Ethical Evolution podcast. If you're ready to be the change and would love to work with me on finding your voice through spiritual coaching or creating your own podcast with impact, visit ethicalchangeagency.com.